So many mailers, yard signs, letters to the editor, and social media posts. Will it all add up to strong turnout in today's election?
Already we're, you know, nearly twice what we were in early voting and vote by mail. Vote by mail has, what, tripled, quadrupled from 2017.
It's County Clerk Kathy Michael. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Tuesday, April 6th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with Election Day in McLean County. Bloomington and Normal voters will elect mayors, city council members, school board members, and township officials. Election authorities are predicting above-average voter turnout. Bloomington Election Commission Executive Director Tim Mitchell says vote-by-mail ballots are higher this year than in past cycles. Mitchell says it could be carryover from the national election.
For instance, in Georgia this past week, you know, they passed a new law to impact voters down there, which, you know, has made national headlines. So I think the whole concept of voting is still forefront in people's mind.
Mitchell says average turnout for municipal elections is about 20%, and he's projecting 25 to 30% turnout this time. Mitchell says last time there were about 184 vote-by-mail ballots. This election, that's over 1,200. Plus, the city saw 1,600 early voters, including a rush of 360 yesterday alone. The BEC handles elections for the city of Bloomington only. The McLean County Clerk's Office handles Normal and rural communities. In that jurisdiction, 4 years ago, the last time there was a mayoral election, turnout was about 18%. There were only 900 mail-in and early voter ballots. County Clerk Kathy Michael says there have been about 1,700 mail-in ballots and early voters this time around.
Already we're, you know, nearly twice what we were in early voting and vote by mail. Vote by mail has, what, tripled, quadrupled from 2017. But early voting has been very slow over at BCPA.
Michael says she predicts a moderately higher turnout of between 18 and 25%. Weather certainly shouldn't be a problem. Sunny skies and a high of 79 degrees in the forecast. Polls are open until 7 p.m. Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. McLean County health officials reported 138 more COVID cases over the weekend. Our testing positivity rate dropped more than half a percentage point, down to 4.9%. Ron Lewis has been appointed McLean County's public defender. He'll succeed Carla Barnes, who recently became a judge. IDOT has awarded over $880,000 to McLean County to upgrade stretches of two roads that handle local truck traffic. You can find more on these stories at WGLT.org. Rivian's big hiring plans have real estate agents and home builders scrambling to make sure there are enough places for those workers to live in Bloomington Normal. Eric Stock has the story.
Tom Armstrong owns Armstrong Builders in Bloomington. He has seen the good times and the bad in the housing market. Over the last decade, it's been mostly bad.
There's been a few times during this last couple of years where I question whether or not I should be doing what I do.
Recovery from the 2008 recession was slow. Armstrong built the Grove subdivision in southeast Bloomington. Construction had largely stopped. But in the last few months, Armstrong says he has seen a resurgence.
It's been sitting. We haven't been moving forward. It hasn't been going anywhere like this. And now we are looking at it going, how fast can we get this thing done?
Armstrong says low interest rates help jumpstart the housing market. That offset the rising cost of lumber and other building materials. Then came Rivian's announcement that it would be hiring by the hundreds as it begins electric vehicle production. Armstrong says he felt the impact when he put a new home on the market last month.
Five showings in the first 5 minutes, and the first person that was there put a full price offer on. That it never happens in Bloomington, Illinois. But because of Rivian, because of the environment that we're in right now, it's changing.
Rivian's plans could stretch a housing market that already has limited inventory. That makes it a tough time to be a buyer. But Bloomington realtor Greg Zavitt says it's a great market for sellers.
Man, it's the best time I've ever had. I've been doing this 35 years. I've got myself and two other people. and we are just hopping like bunnies.
Zavid says it's hard to keep up with the sales leads because they're coming so fast. He says they can't always give a prospective buyer the home they want. He says he recently had to tell a client they can't get a four-bedroom home in Bloomington Normal for less than $225,000. Zavid says if you find a home you like, you better move fast.
I say find somebody that can get you in the house as soon as possible because it may not last more than a couple days. And you can't say, oh, I'll go look at it next week, because most of the time it's sold by then.
Zavid says housing demand is also high because more people are working from home and they decide they need more space or they're ready for something different. Rivian's planned hiring spree has also pumped life into the struggling hotel market in Bloomington Normal. Rachel Bedeker is general manager at Eastland Suites in Bloomington. It's one of four extended stay hotels in the Twin Cities. Bedeker says Rivian contractors started coming in droves last fall.
Some of them think they're going to be here for 3 or 4 months and then they end up leaving tomorrow, but some of them think they're going to be here for 2 or 3 nights and then they end up staying for months at a time.
Bedeker says as soon as one Rivian contractor checks out, another one checks in. She says Rivian accounts for about 80% of Eastland Suites customers in recent months, and the hotel is nearly full almost all the time now. That wasn't the case last year, as the pandemic cut Bloomington Normal hotel business nearly in half. Bedeker says in a typical year, the hotel would not have had the available beds for Rivian. Bedeker says Rivian has caused Eastland Suites to shift its focus more toward extended stay visitors and less on people coming in for weddings, conventions, and sporting events.
It's definitely been a transition in how we operate in a good way, I think. As long as I've been here, which is almost 20 years, we've never been this full with extended stay for this long of a time.
Home builder Tom Armstrong says his company plans to put up another 33 homes at the Grove subdivision in the next year, and he says there's plenty of room for more development there. But Armstrong says he still has questions about Rivian's future before he builds beyond that. He wants to know if there will be more hiring at the electric vehicle plant after this year. What kind of homes will those employees want? What can they afford? And how many already live here?
It's fun. Again, I've got a grin on my face. And I didn't have it there a couple of years ago.
And Rivian's success in the electric vehicle market will help determine how long Armstrong will keep smiling. I'm Eric Stock.
Before we let you go, the McLean County Board's Transportation Committee meets this morning at 8, and its Justice Committee meets later at 4:30. On the Justice agenda is a presentation from the state's attorney on tort immunity. That is it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at cira.com.